Today's scripture reading is in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. That was Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Should I say good morning, church? I appreciate the songs, the prayer, all of you, especially the visitors, Brother Darren and Sister Monica. And if there anything else that I missed, if not, let's go to our subject. Subject is made for mission, as the scripture reading in Acts 20:24. Do we know that we are made for mission? When we become a Christian, we are made for mission. These are for the children of God. We need to understand that God is at work in the world until now, until the very end, till He comes. When He comes, no more work for this kind of work. It's the end of the world. Nobody need to be told how to be saved. But for the meantime, He want us to join Him. This assignment that we're talking about is called your mission. God wants you to have both a ministry in the body of Christ. There's two things here. And a mission in the world. Now, our ministry, when I talk about ministry, is our service to each other as a Christian. And your mission is your service to the unbelievers. Now, our English word mission comes from the Latin word for sending. Being a Christian includes being sent into the world as we are representatives of our Lord. John 20:21. Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Jesus, our Lord, clearly understood His life while He was here on earth. He understood His life mission on earth. At age 12, He said, quote, "I must be about my Father's business." Luke 2:49. And 21 years later, dying on the cross, He said, "It is finished." John 19:30. When you get a chance, please take a note. See, Jesus completed the mission the Father gave Him. The mission Jesus had while on earth is now our mission. We need to understand that, realize that, fully comprehend, because we are the body of Christ. We need to understand and fully comprehend what He did in His physical body. We are to continue as His spiritual body, the church. That's what I said. Good morning, church. If you're ever curious, what is this mission about? It means introducing people to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Now, let's get to the meat on this lesson. When I say meat, is the importance of your mission. You know, fulfilling your life mission on earth is an essential part of living God's glory. You want to glorify God? Fulfill your mission. The Bible gives several reasons. Actually, I have 6 points here. It won't take long because I boil it down. Just bear with me if I may take a little bit longer, but I boil it down already. Because I got a lot to say, but try not to take most of the time, because the mind, even our mind, cannot take all this information. Even me, I can't take all of this. That's why I have notes. We need to understand, fully comprehend the importance of our mission. We need to fully comprehend why your mission is so important. Point number one, your mission is a continuation of Jesus' mission on earth. We are God's children, aren't we? We are God's follower, aren't we? If we are, we are to continue what Jesus started. Jesus called us not only to come to Him, but to go for Him. Most people, most Christians overlook this part. They forgot this part. The first step is we come to God to become His child. But if we don't go for Him, we just sit in the back or even in the front and we don't fulfill our mission, what good are we? We just come to Him but not go for Him. We're not being representative. We're not truly our followers. See, your mission is so significant that Jesus repeated it 5 times in 5 different ways in 5 different books of the Bible. Let me mention every one of them. Matthew 28, the famous one. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. We call that the Great Commission. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. John chapter 20, verse 21. And Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You know what? Why am I mentioning all of this? What am I saying all of these books? Because it is as He was saying, Jesus, I really want you to get this. We need to study these 5 commissions of Jesus. And we need to learn all the details of our mission on earth. The when, where, why, and how. That's part of our homework as a Christian. You know, in the Great Commission, Jesus said on Matthew 28, verses 19, 20, this commission was given to every follower of Jesus. Not just to the preacher and missionaries alone. This is your commission from our Lord. And it is not optional. No, these words of Jesus are not the great suggestion. You know, if I'm a part of God's family, if you are a part of God's family, your mission is mandatory. If you ignore this, if you ignore it, if I ignore my mission, it will be disobedience. You may have been unaware that God holds you responsible for the unbelievers who live around you. Read Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18. The Bible says, "You must warn them so they may live. If you don't speak out to warn the wicked to stop their evil ways, they will die in their sin. But I will hold you responsible for their death." You know, you are the only Christian some people will ever know. And your mission is to share Jesus with them. Number two, your mission is a wonderful privilege. Now, although it is a big responsibility, it is also an incredible honor to be used by God. Paul said, 2 Corinthians 5:18, "God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into His favor and be reconciled to Him." Our mission involves two great privileges. Have you ever thought about that? True privileges. Well, working with God and representing Him. That said, we get to be partners with God in the building of His kingdom. 2 Corinthians 6:1, Paul calls us co-laborers and say, "We are workers together with God." Now, our Lord has secured our salvation. He promised us, "You're going to have eternal life. I guarantee you." And when we become a Christian, He put us in His family. And on Acts 2:38, that says He gave us His Spirit. And then make us His agents in the world. What a privilege, right? Agents in the world. No, when I think about my work, earthly work, no, I try to be the best I can because we are children of God. It reflects who we are when we work. And we work so well, even though they don't pay us that much. But think about working with God. You cannot measure what He's going to give you. You work with a company, a multi-billion dollar company, and they just give you minimum if you are in that position. But God, He'll share with you His treasures or His bounty in heaven because you are His child. And knowing who God really is, it will take forever to discover His glory, His riches. It will take forever just to discover how great He is, all the riches, all, you know, you guys got my point. Number three, telling others how they can have eternal life is the greatest thing you can do for them. You know, telling others how you can have eternal life, there's nothing better than that. Can you find anything else besides eternal life in this world that match that? I can't find one. If you're never had cancer or AIDS and you knew the cure, it will be criminal to withhold that life-saving information. Now, even worse is to keep secret the way to forgiveness, purpose, peace, and salvation, eternal life. If we don't share God's word, we're keeping that salvation to ourselves. Like a secret. We're not sharing it. We have the greatest news in the world, the Bible. And sharing it, it is the greatest kindness you can show to anyone. Can't find any better than that. The Bible says, Acts 4:12, the Bible says Jesus is the only one who can save people. Everybody needs Jesus. Number four, your mission has eternal significance. It will impact the eternal destiny of other people. It is more important than your earthly job, achievements, earthly goal you will reach during your life on earth. Last night, a boxer named Mayweather made $41.5 million in one night. And more, because he's going to collect more. That's guaranteed. And you're going to make more. But the Bible says, what would you profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? That $41 million to God is his. That's not yours. Nothing. Anyway. So, if you accomplish that, that's great accomplishment. Or you achieve that kind of money. Well, see, what I'm trying to say here is that the consequences of your mission will last forever. The consequences of your earthly job will not. Nothing else you do will ever matter as much as helping people establish an eternal relationship with God. This is why we must be urgent about our mission. Now, Jesus said in John chapter 9, verse 4, that we should do this before the night's fall. John 9:4. We need to realize this, that the clock is ticking down on your life mission. If you live 100 years, you're blessed here on earth. I don't expect to live 100 years. You know, I'm almost 50, but I got a lot of pain and wear and tear. I'm feeling it right now. So, hopefully we're nearing home. If we fulfill our mission, we're nearing home. My body's giving out. I may look young to you, but deep inside, wear and tear. My clock is ticking. So we can't afford to delay another day. And we call our day is a gift from God. Well, if we think it that way, do your mission every day. At work, anywhere. Take your opportunity. You need to get started on your mission of reaching out to others now. Now or never. You know, we will have all eternity with those who have we have brought to Jesus when we get to heaven, but we only have our lifetime in which we in which to reach them. I mentioned here earlier, while we're still here, do your mission, because you have that opportunity, you still have time to do it. But when God's come, Jesus comes, stop. Everything stop at the end of the world. Or when you die, no more mission. End of the world for you too. You just wait for the judgment. You may hear people say you never mentioned to, and you may hear this is the one that I'm afraid if I don't fulfill my mission. You know, the word says we deny Jesus, but how? By not sharing the gospel. That's one way of denying Christ. If we keep our mouth shut and don't share the gospel, we deny Jesus. If we don't say anything about God and His word, that's a denial, whether we realize it or not. And when you die, I'm sure you're going to hear the word, you never mentioned me, because you didn't. Or you may say, I never knew you. You may hear, I never knew you. Those two sentences are the saddest word that you will ever hear from our Lord. Number five, your mission gives your life meaning. The best use of life is to spend it, is to use it for something that outlasts it. The truth is, only the kingdom of God is going to last. Everything else will eventually vanish. That is why we must, live purpose-driven lives. Lives committed to worship. That's why we're here. Fellowship. That's why we're here. Spiritual growth. That's why we have a Bible study. Another great lesson, Bible study. Every morning, Bible study. Great lesson. We miss that if we're not here. Ministry and fulfilling our mission on earth. You know, the results of these activities will last forever. We know that God remembers everything. God knows everything, whether good or bad. So everything that we do, He knows. And remember this before I forget to mention. And make sure we don't let it out of our mind. If you fail your God-given mission on earth, you will have wasted the life God gave you. Now we read that Acts 20:24. Paul said, my life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. The Lord, or the work of telling others the good news about God's, His love for the lost, the plan of salvation. Now there are people on this planet whom only me, you, will be able to reach because of where you live and what God has made you to be. Think of this. Just think of this. If just one person, say your mission gives you life meaning, if just one person will be in heaven because of you, your life will have made a difference for eternity. Just one person. I married a non-Christian, and now she's here. And, you know, I didn't mean to brag that, but we can start with that. It's just one person. You made a big difference in your life. How would you like when that person shake your hands and says, because you shared the gospel with me, I'm here, thanks to you. That will be a great, great feelings when you get to heaven. Somebody congratulate you in front of God. I'm here because you shared the message. There's no greater than that. We need to start looking around on our personal, this is personal thing, mission. It's individual. Look in your mission field and pray. God, who have you put in my life for me to tell about Jesus? Pray. We studied this morning about the Holy Spirit. We let the Holy Spirit control us, because we're not in control. We can't accomplish nothing without the help of the Holy Spirit. When you go out there and share the Word of God, pray for the Holy Spirit to be with you. No matter how convincing you are, fervent you are to share the gospel with anybody, if you forgot to humble yourself and let God to do the work, His Word, pride kicks in and you think you did it yourself and you accomplish nothing. Okay, number 6. God is timetable for history is conclusion is connected to the completion of our mission. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about the end of the world. Now today there's a growing interest in the second coming of Christ and at the end of the world. When it will happen, we don't know. But we know, just before Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciple asked him the same question. And his response was quite revealing. He said in Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, read that one. Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. When the disciples wanted to talk about prophecy, they want to know when he's going to come back. Jesus quickly switched the conversation to evangelism. He wanted them to concentrate on their mission in the world. He said, in essence, the details of my return are none of your business. What is your business is the mission I have given you. Focus on that. No speculating on the exact timing of Christ's return is useless, because Jesus said on Matthew 24 verse 36, Jesus said, quote himself, no one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. God will tell him when it's time. Of course he knows. The point here is that, you know, Brother Bob here mentioned one time that the Father will tell him, son, it's time. Go back down. Well, since Jesus said he didn't know the day or hour, we should not try to figure out. But we don't know for sure is this. Our Lord will not return until everyone God wants to hear the good news has heard it. Matthew 24, verse 14. Jesus said, "The good news about God's kingdom will be preached in all the world to every nation. Then the end will come." No, to be honest with you guys, my brothers and sisters, I should not say guys, but to be honest with you all, I want Jesus to come sooner. I'm tired of this world. I'm sick and tired of this world, what's going on around. Sick and tired. I want Jesus to come back sooner. Do you? If we focus on fulfilling our mission, not figuring out prophecy, that's what we need to do. So it'll finish right away. Okay, let's switch you to another point. What it costs to fulfill your mission? What is it going to cost me? To fulfill your mission will require that you abandon your agenda and accept God's agenda for your life. You can't just tack it on to all other things you'd like to do with your life. We must say, like Jesus, "Father, I want your will, not mine." Luke chapter 22, verse 42. So we yield our rights, our expectation, dreams, plan, and vision to Him. You stop praying selfish prayer like, "God bless what I want to do." Instead, you pray, "God help me to do what you are blessing." So what you do is, you hand God a blank sheet with your name sign at the bottom and tell Him to fill in the details. Give Him a piece of paper and write down what He wants you to do. Your will, not mine. The Bible says, "Give yourself completely to God, every part of you." No, Romans 6:13. To be tools in the hand of God, hands of God, to be used for His good purpose. You know, if you were getting close, bear with me. If you will commit your life, if you commit fulfilling your mission in life, no matter what it costs, you will experience the blessing of God in ways that few people ever experience. There's almost nothing God won't do for the man or woman who is committed to serving the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. All you have to do is put His kingdom first, and He will take care of everything that you need. That's His promise. Not what you want, but everything you need. We're now on our final thought, closing comments. The dearest thing to the heart of God is the death of His Son. That is the dearest thing to the heart of God, is the death of His Son. And the second dearest thing is that when we share this news to others, that's two things that only matter to God. The death of His Son, and to share that, the Bible, His death, why He died, to the world and to all of us. Share with everybody so they can go out and share the mission. And think about this. Remember the value of a soul. I mentioned earlier about the gaining the whole world in your hand, But if you lose your soul, you mean nothing, accomplish nothing. And we also told to lay up treasures in heaven in Matthew 6:19-20. If you do the will of God, if you share the word of God, if you encourage others, even exhort people, admonish each other, convict, prick people's hearts, you are making an investment. Every time you do the will of God, you're making an investment, a spiritual investment. And ultimately, when you win somebody's soul, that is the ultimate prize. So, my final thought is this. Always be on a lookout to reach lost souls. If you want to be used by God, you must care about what God cares about. What He cares about most, like I mentioned earlier, is the redemption of people He made. He's not willing that anyone should perish, but come to repentance so they can be saved. He wants His lost children found. Nothing matters most to God. The cross proves that. I pray that you will be always on the lookout to reach lost souls for Jesus, so that when you stand before God one day, you can say, "Mission accomplished. The sermon is yours. Time to offer the plan of salvation. That's what we're here for." This is one of the most important part of our message. We're here to seek and save the lost. That's part of our mission too, even in the pulpit. We have people, may not know, that not yet a member of the body. Start right here. I start right here myself because I'm the one speaking here. I'm proud of that. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power that saves people. Romans 1:16. Am I right? If I miss that, let me know. So, time to offer the plan of salvation. We are here to seek and save the lost. This offer is for all. Those who have fallen away, this is your time. Those who have never accepted the Lord, this is your time. We have the card here, it says the way of salvation. And I'm not never get tired of reading the whole thing, because this is, we never know who are here. It says, number one, hear God's word. This is how you become a Christian. Romans 10:17. Believe in Jesus Christ as God's Son and man's Savior. John, you don't have to write, but you need to read it, because we've got plenty of this. John chapter 1, verse 12. John 3:16, the famous one. John 8:24. John 20:31. Then repent of your sin. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Acts 2:38 and 17:30. Confess Jesus as Lord. Romans 10:9-10. 1 Timothy 6:12. Matthew 10:32. Be baptized for the remission of sin into Christ's body. John 3:5. Mark 16:16. Acts 2:38. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Galatians 2:11-13. Romans 6:3-5. And the last one, be faithful till death. Live a life of obedience. 1 Peter 1:14-15. And Revelation 2:20. Like I said, we should never get tired presenting this, because this is what it's all about. I'm here to do what God tells me to do, to seek and save the lost. So with that said, let us stand and sing the invitation song. If you are subject to that invitation, remain standing and we can help you.